All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And we'll start this hour off like we do every weekday, 6 and 7 o'clock hour, with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton, we've got those numbers. And by the way, too, I'm going to point out that and give more kudos to my man, as more news agencies yesterday started saying, well, there were some discrepancies with the numbers coming in with Mobile County Health Department and how they were filed. You've been pointing that out for a while, and Monday you went, whoa.
Yeah.
So, just, well done.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's tough to see the forest from the trees sometimes, especially when you're dealing with data that's coming in on a daily basis. And I'm no statistician, scientist, or anything right. like that, but what I have been doing is looking at the numbers
you're
every day.
You're consistent.
And then looking at the bigger picture, you know, the 90-day, 120-day charts, and that was certainly an outlier over the weekend for Mobile County's numbers, and who knows what it means for us here in the future as we wait to see, you know, whether... I'm still wondering. They updated the increase in cases over the weekend, but we did not see a relevant rise in testing as well. So we'll get into that more later in the show. But we start nationally, where in America we now have 4.7 million total cases of coronavirus and nearly 149,000 deaths. And it does appear, I've been saying this for the last week or so, it does appear we're heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases around 2 weeks ago. There were 51,500 new cases added yesterday after fewer than 50,000 cases on both Sunday and Monday. Those are the three lowest totals since July the 6th, and because of that, the 7-day average for new cases has fallen to around 59,500 cases per day. That's right around what we were averaging 3 weeks ago as we were on our way up the curve. And it is strange that testing has been quite a bit lower the last 4 days. Because of that, the 7-day average has dropped to around 775,000 tests per day, and right now around 7.7% of the tests are coming back positive. Now, fewer testing, that could either mean that there are fewer people with symptoms that feel that they need to go get tested, or a lack of testing availability. I just find it hard to believe that the tests aren't available, because it seemed for a minute there that we were skyrocketing to 1 million tests per day, and then it just dropped immediately the last 4 days. There were 1,176 deaths reported yesterday. The 7-day average continues to climb and now stands at 1,091 per day. Now, the fatality numbers have been consistently increasing in America since July the 6th. Hospitalizations began their increase around June 20th. That means the fatality numbers are showing up between 2 to 3 weeks after the hospitalization numbers. And since hospitalizations began decreasing around July 24th, I would expect to see the fatalities to begin heading back down its second smaller peak over this weekend or next week. There have also been over 58 million total tests now reported nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 90,890 confirmed cases in the state and 1,611 have died from the illness. The reports say there are 1,500 currently hospitalized. They didn't update that number yesterday, but it has been dropping recently. Mobile County only added 84 cases yesterday, but did report 6 deaths. That brings the total to 9,170 cases for Mobile and 197 deaths. Baldwin County added 53 new cases and no new deaths. They've had 3,263 positives, with 23 that have died in Baldwin County. Washington County, 314 cases with 12 fatalities. Clark County, 487 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 395 cases with 4 deaths. Kanaka County, 372 cases where 10 have died. Escambia County has had 15 fatalities and 979 cases. Choctaw County, 276 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 408 cases with 9 that have died. Only 963 cases added for Alabama yesterday. That's the lowest since July 7th. And the 7-day average now down to 1,512 cases per day. But keep in mind, that includes between 800 and 1,000 tests over the weekend from Mobile County that were actually from early July. The cases that Mobile added over the weekend, they said, were backlogged data numbers, but that is skewing the numbers that we have this
sure
week
it is.
For the 7-day average. If you kind of like the nation's numbers as a whole, it appears that in Alabama, new cases are on the way down the curve after we hit a peak of near 2,000 per day back on July 18th. There were 31 deaths reported yesterday. That brings the 7-day average for fatalities back up to 24 per day. Now, the fatality reports from the state are very inconsistent on a day-to-day basis, which makes it more difficult to follow the trends. But new cases, deaths, hospitalization, and testing have all been trending down recently. I would expect to see COVID fatalities in the state either stay the same or even continue to increase for a little while longer following the highs in cases from about 2 weeks ago. And that's a look around the state and the nation with coronavirus.
I appreciate that, Dalton. 613 FM Talk 106.5. And then in Washington, talks continue as congressional Democrats at the White House try to reach a deal on the next coronavirus stimulus bill. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The American people, in the end, need help.
That's the one thing upon which everyone agrees, says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But Senator McConnell admits not everyone in the Republican caucus agrees on what that means.
If you're looking for a total consensus among Republican senators, you're not going to find it.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, on the other hand, says Democrats are united.
We believe we need bold, strong, vigorous response to the crisis.
Republican Senator John Barrasso says that's just Democratic code for spend, spend, spend.
It's not a time for the Democrats to continue with their runaway spending.
Senator Schumer says it's not the time to be skimpy.
If we don't spend the money that is needed now to help beat this crisis economically and health-wise, it'll cost us a lot more later because things will get worse.
And he adds, half measures won't work either.
A skiddy bill that just touches on one or two of the many problems. A bill that says if we have a million starving kids who aren't getting fed, we should compromise and feed half of them. That doesn't work.
But something is working, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the chief negotiator on the Democratic team.
We agree that we want to have an agreement. And that, in that case, we then say, that's our goal. Let's engineer back from there as to what we have to do to get that done.
Some sticking points remain, like the size of the unemployment enhancement, or if there even is one. Democrats want to continue the now expired $600 a week bonus, while Republicans, including Leader McConnell, say that's too much, and it creates a disincentive for people to go back to work.
This unemployment problem, we know it's going to be unacceptably high for a long time. We have a role to play in that. We've argued about just how generous it should be in terms of getting people back to work.
In addition to the enhanced unemployment benefits, Speaker Pelosi says Democrats want more funding for state and local governments.
The administration has resisted that. We're insisting on that in terms of a strategic plan for testing, tracing, treatment, isolation, masks, sanitation, all that it takes to hold this in check until, God willing, and science providing, we have a vaccine soon.
The talks continue today.
In some cases, we're inching along, in others, we're making more progress, but it takes time.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
615 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. And if you check our website, fmtalk1065.com, even if you don't check it, it's still there. So, I mean, you should have that in your mind. If you don't go look, there's things you're missing, like three big things, our top news stories of the day, posted up there. First of all, independent poll shows Tuberville leading Jones by 17 points, President Trump over Biden by 22 here in the Yellowhammer State. Talk more about that in just a little bit. Plus, an interview yesterday with Mobile Airport Authority President Chris Curry. He joined us on the show to talk about their master plan for the downtown airport, moving the legacy carriers and hopefully some new low-cost carriers, which we'll see, to the downtown airport and the timeline for that. They rolled out that plan yesterday. You can read more about that on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. And in Theodore, they voted to create a fire district and increased yearly fees. It's part of what I think you're going to see happen, too, in areas that are just on the outskirts of Mobile and police jurisdiction going forward. As you get more discussions about the city of Mobile pulling back, what's going to happen, you're going to have places that are already incorporated talking about making a taxation district and fire district, and then you'll see others that may want to be part of another municipality out there or linked to those fire districts. I think that's the beginning of a change going on the west side of Mobile and on the south side. All right, check those out there as well. Also coming up, get ready. It is for breakfast. What's for breakfast? Macaroni and cheese.
What?
Kraft is trying to take macaroni and cheese into the breakfast sphere.
Well, why not?
So I'll explain why they think this is a good choice for breakfast, macaroni and cheese. We'll get into that in just a second. Also, sports coming up.
Yeah, the South Alabama football team set to begin practice today while the SEC announced they're pushing practice back a couple weeks. And last night, the largest NBA upset in a quarter century. I'll let you know what happened coming up in sports.
All right, good stuff. Dr. Bill's got our forecast as well. It's all straight ahead.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail? We're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions. 209-6114.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check, and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, 621 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. While we all wait to see whether college football will be played this fall, the Sun Belt Conference officially announced yesterday that they will attempt to play a full 12-game season featuring 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. The Sun Belt will attempt to begin their season over Labor Day weekend. The conference championship game still scheduled for December 5th. They said they can move that back if necessary. Following the announcement from the conference, South Alabama Jaguars head coach Steve Campbell said that his team will begin preseason camp today. The Jags will work out in helmets and shorts today and tomorrow before putting on the pads on Monday. The Jags plan to hold full scrimmages on August 12th, 15th, and 20th. Unfortunately, all of South's preseason practices and scrimmages will be closed to the public. So far, with the SEC announcing that they'll only play conference games this season and the SWAC postponing their fall sports until spring, the Jags have lost 2 teams from their 2020 schedule. They were set to open Hancock Whitney Stadium in Week 2 against Grambling, followed by an away game at Florida in Week 3. Right now, South set to open their season on September 5th at Southern Miss. In a traditional season, the Southeastern Conference would also begin training camp this weekend. Yesterday, the conference postponed the start of training for teams to August 17th. Beginning Friday, teams are permitted to conduct up to 14 hours per week of strength and conditioning, meetings, and walkthroughs. Then beginning August 17th and until the opening games, which are scheduled for September 26th, schools are allowed 25 practices with a limit of 20 hours per week of practice time, and schools will be required to provide student-athletes a minimum of 2 days off each week until the week before the first game of the season. The conference has yet to announce the finalized schedule after deciding to add two league games to each team's 2020 schedule. Out west, the Coloradoan reported yesterday that members of the Colorado State football team and staff say they've been told by coaches to not report COVID-19 symptoms and have been threatened with reduced playing time if they quarantine. They also claim that the team is altering contact tracing reports to keep players practicing. One anonymous player told the newspaper that he believes there is a, quote, cover-up going on at CSU. As of Sunday, 11 Colorado State players have tested positive for the virus. The president of the university, Joyce McConnell, said yesterday that she was launching a, quote, immediate and objective investigation into the athletic department. In baseball, Atlanta's Austin Riley hit a three-run homer to propel the Braves to a 10-1 win over Toronto.
Riley hits it in the air toward Alford and left to the warning track to the wall. Won't get there. It's a home run for Riley. A three-run bomb into the Toronto bullpen.
Max Fried started for Atlanta, allowed only one run in six innings. Washington beat the Mets 5-3. The Marlins returned after 8 days of dealing with a coronavirus outbreak to shut out Baltimore 4-0. Tampa defeated Boston 5-1. The Cubs beat the Royals 5-4. And the Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2. In the NBA, Brooklyn upset Milwaukee 119-116. It was the biggest NBA upset in 25 years. The Nets were 18.5-point underdogs prior to the game. Phoenix upset the LA Clippers. Miami beat Boston. Portland defeated Houston. Indiana won their third in a row over Orlando. And Dallas beat Sacramento 114-110 in overtime. And in the NHL, Carolina advanced past the qualifying round with a 3-0 series sweep over the New York Rangers. Toronto evened up their series with Columbus at one game apiece. The New York Islanders took a 2-0 series lead over Florida. In the Western Conference, Nashville beat Arizona to even their series up at 1. Calgary crushed Winnipeg to take a 2-1 series lead. And the Canucks beat the Wild 4-3 to even their series at one game apiece. 6:25, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout, plus thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots, plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit mssrodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer's Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's and Judy's Place. Buying a pre-owned car doesn't mean buying old, but it does mean saving thousands. Browse our pre-owned inventory at 90westauto.com. Then see the cars on our spacious lot right next to Mobile Lumber on Highway 90. If you're searching for a nice pre-owned vehicle or boat, that's all you'll find at 90 West. And in-house financing gives you more options than traditional lenders. Even when your credit is good but your debt ratio is challenging, 90 West Auto and Marine will make it work. Drive west for your next new-to-you vehicle or boat at 90 West Auto and Marine, or see us on Facebook.
Right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings coming up. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast and a look at the tropics. Plus, we'll check in headlines from WKRG next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, everyone, for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. So far, we've had accident-free conditions and light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Malbus to Loxley. And again, if you're coming down from Saraland to the 1065 split through Mobile, we're clear with no wrecks in the roadways. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts, too, for weddings, family gatherings, any special occasion, and buy new or used carts, too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
After a major explosion in Beirut, Lebanon, a national day of mourning is declared there.
Mass destruction in the capital of Lebanon after Tuesday's major explosion. Akhar Gattis witnessed the blast.
You can see injured people all over the streets in Beirut. Glass is all over the place. Cars are damaged. It's like an apocalypse. It's very, very, very frightening what's happening now.
Lebanon's prime minister says at least 2,700 tons of the explosive ammonium nitrate were being stored in a warehouse near the scene. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Missouri votes to expand Medicaid coverage. Voters approved a constitutional amendment to expand the government health insurance program to thousands more low-income adults. Missouri, the 38th state to approve Medicaid expansion. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Novavax says its experimental coronavirus vaccine induced promising immune responses and was generally well tolerated in healthy adults in the first human study. Shares of Novavax are up 20% pre-market. It came up short on revenue, but Walt Disney reported a surprise profit for its fiscal third quarter. Most analysts expected a loss due to theme park closures, delayed movie releases, and no sports to stream on ESPN. The entertainment giant posted an 8-cent a share profit on revenue of nearly 12 $12 billion after the bell. Disney shares up 5.5% pre-market. In other Disney news, its live-action remake of the 1998 hit Mulan premieres on the company's streaming service, Disney Plus, on September 4th at a price tag of $30, and that's for subscribers. You can catch it in theaters the same day if you can find one that's open. The Dow closed 164 points higher. The NASDAQ gained 38 and the S&P added 12 points. Futures are pointed toward a higher market open. And that's your money now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And another, made it through a day. I mean, there might have been a rain shower out there, but I didn't see it yesterday.
No, it was really nice. And we got up to, 92 degrees. Humidity a little bit lower than what we've experienced over the last few weeks. And yesterday morning, we got down to 71 degrees. And you start getting down close to 70, you're getting near record temperatures. And we're going to get back up to about 92 this afternoon. There is just a very slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop. But for the most part, we should have plenty of sunshine today. Tonight will be mostly clear. We'll be down into the mid-70s, maybe around 74, possibly 73. And then tomorrow should be mostly sunny and a high in the lower 90s. It looks like about 92 or 93 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. After that, we continue with this dry weather. It'll be sunny on Friday with a slight chance of a thunderstorm, about 92. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny, slight chance of a thunderstorm, but we're going to get up around 94 to 95 degrees. And the second half of the weekend for Sunday, mostly sunny, with a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but the temperature will be up around 95 degrees. So at least for today, tomorrow, and Friday, and even into Saturday, there's not much of a chance for any rain, but it looks like we'll get back to normal on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there, and where is Isaias a thing anymore, and where is it?
Oh, it's up in eastern Canada, in Newfoundland, and of course, it's no longer a tropical system, but it's now a low-pressure area up in that part of the continent. There is a weak disturbance that's way east of Florida out in the Atlantic, but don't expect anything from that. And it's quiet across the Gulf, the Caribbean's quiet, and the Atlantic right now we've got some scattered thunderstorm activity, but nothing organized at the moment.
That's good. I like the disorganization when it's in the Atlantic. Hey, and Dr. Bill, I know this is not what we're usually talking about weather-wise with you, but we're having a conversation during the news break before we went on and talking about the explosion in Beirut, Lebanon yesterday. And you said that back in the 40s, there was an explosion here stateside, ammonium nitrate, that was pretty darn massive itself.
Oh, incredible. It's one of the worst disasters ever in the country. You look it up. It's Texas City, 1947, and an entire ship loaded with ammonium nitrate blew up in the port. And the anchor from that ship flew in the air for a mile and a half while landing across the town of Texas City, and even blew out a couple of airplanes were flying over there, blown out of the sky. 600 people died in that disaster.
Blown airplanes out of the sky?
Yes.
Holy
they were flying God. Around observing the disaster, and the high fatality rate was due to so many people came down to the port to watch the fire that had already occurred, and they were figured they were at a safe distance, but that was not the case.
Wow. You have to have a bunch of people Googling that right now to look at the history of it. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. I mentioned this a second ago, too. Breakfast of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, tell me about this, because, first thought, mac and cheese might slow you down if that's the first thing you eat in the day.
I don't know, some cold mac and cheese out of the refrigerator? Maybe that's exactly the breakfast of champions, but I it's pandemic time. All rules are out the window. Do whatever you want, because now macaroni and cheese, breakfast food. Survey by Kraft, of course, it's Kraft doing the survey.
Of course.
So take that into account.
Big Kraft.
Said Big Kraft. Found 56% of parents are letting their kids eat macaroni and cheese for breakfast more often than before. What kind of question did you ask in your survey about that? We want to, calling from the Kraft Company, I want to get your Kraft macaroni and cheese eating habits.
Yeah.
You have a few minutes to talk with us. So Kraft is now embracing that idea by giving out special edition boxes that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of macaroni and cheese dinner. So those will be, I'm sure, collector's items for the same people that got Beanie Babies all over their house. So
unbelievable.
So, yeah, there you can enter. By the way, you can also enter to win one
by
tweeting out hashtag KMC for breakfast and hashtag sweepstakes. Each box comes with a magnet that lists the different breakfast recipes you could prepare with Kraft macaroni and cheese, like topping it with bacon and eggs or crumbled sausage. So there you go.
I was going to say, you put bacon or sausage and then anything becomes breakfast once you just add that special ingredient. Remember a couple months ago we had that story that I think it was Stouffer's released the mac and cheese basically buffet.
Soft serve.
That's what it was.
It was a soft serve mac and cheese like you get the ice cream from. You just pull the lever.
Yeah.
They're saying that it's better for like serving up during coronavirus pandemic or something. It was maybe cleaner or something like that. So you take your bowl, fatty, and you go right there and you pull the lever and just
fill up that bowl with mac and cheese.
You wonder why we're heavy as a people. All right, 640 traffic coming up next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a great ride from Fairhope and Daphne so far. That ride, Malbus, Loxley, again, no delays along I-10 from the Bayway. the Causeway, George Wallace, and Bankhead Tunnels, and traveling through Mobile, you'll see no new wrecks in the roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne at Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the 3 fish tacos, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Catherine on the text line says it doesn't count for breakfast at her house because my kids have been sleeping until lunchtime. Preach. Catherine, I want to go home with pots and pans and bang them right about now in my house, up and down the hall. Like, you know, like get a sousaphone and up and down the hall, do a little parading to wake them up. Yeah, mine aren't budging until later on in the morning themselves. And Dalton, you were looking more into this Texas City explosion that Dr. Bill talked about. Y'all listen to this. Dr. Bill said, you know, back in the 40s in Texas City that they had this ammonium nitrate explosion, and you had some more stats on that.
Yeah, really interesting. And now keep in mind this Beirut explosion yesterday, they're still trying to figure out exactly what happened, but what they believe, and according to the Prime Minister of Lebanon, he said that there were 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate being held in this warehouse, and that's the cause of the massive explosion yesterday after some sort of fire was lit. So 2,750 metric tons. Now keep in mind, the Oklahoma City bomber used 2 U.S. tons, which would be, I guess, fewer metric tons yes. than two, but that's how many he used to blow up
The Murrow building.
And this Texas City explosion. So I went to the Wikipedia after Dr. Bill mentioned it a little while ago. I guess this French ship, the SS Grand Camp, they were docked there in Galveston, or Texas City, which is in Galveston Bay. This fire on this ship detonated 2,086 metric tons of ammonium nitrate. So nearly 750 fewer metric tons than what we saw in that explosion yesterday. But then that caught the rest of the ships in the port on fire, and even oil storage facilities. 581 people died, including all but one member of the Texas City Fire Department, from that explosion in Texas City back in 1947. This also brought the first class action lawsuit against the United States government. They said it was on behalf of nearly 8,500 victims, and was filed under the 1946 Federal Tort Claims Act. So there's something I learned this morning.
Yeah, me too.
First class action lawsuit against the U.S. government came after over 2,000 metric tons of ammonium nitrate exploded there in Galveston Bay.
If you've not seen that video from Beirut yesterday, it's shocking. Not only do you see the explosion, obviously, in the video, you can feel the concussion from the explosion. You got to think about what that concussion must have been like, because the video I'm watching is recorded on somebody's phone from about a mile away, and then I'm getting it, you know, through the speakers here in the studio, and the concussion is still that big.
Absurd. And they said glass continued to rain from the sky for like hours after that explosion.
Blew it that high.
Yeah.
Holy cow. 645 FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way, and headlines from WKRG are next. Talking with Ben Kearns from Taylor Martino. Ben, I know that we're all looking for certain things in a law firm, but what are attorneys like you looking for in a client?
Sean, we're looking for honest clients with honest injuries. We want to represent people who are really hurt and who are really entitled to compensation. We demand honesty from our clients, and we will be honest with our clients in return. We have an ethical obligation to do so.
Also reflects on y'all's level of success in the courtroom.
Absolutely, it does. And jurors and judges know about our reputation, and they know that we're going to present an honest case and we're going to have honest clients. That's why we think we're more likely to get you fair compensation for your injuries.
All right. Well, I want to tell you about what's happened to me. I want to meet with you. How do I do that?
You can give me a call at 251-433-3131. Set up an initial intake interview. I want to meet you. I want to see you face to face. Let's talk. Interview might take an hour and a half, but I like to be thorough.
There he is, Ben Kearns, Taylor Martino. You just Google Taylor Martino and get that appointment today.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. While we all wait to see whether college football will be played this fall, the Sun Belt Conference officially announced yesterday that they'll attempt to play a full 12-game season featuring 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. Sun Belt will attempt to begin their season over Labor Day weekend. They said the conference championship game still scheduled for December 5th, but they can move that back if necessary. Following the announcement from the conference, South Alabama Jaguars head coach Steve Campbell said that his team will begin preseason camp today. The Jags will work out in helmets and shorts today and tomorrow before they put the pads on Monday. The team plans to hold full scrimmages on August 12th, 15th, and 20th. Unfortunately, all of the Jags' preseason practices and scrimmages will be closed to the public. So far, with the SEC announcing that they'll play only conference games this season and the SWAC postponing their fall sports until spring, the Jags have lost 2 teams from their 2020 schedule. They were set to open Hancock Whitney Stadium in Week 2 against Grambling, followed by an away game at Florida in Week 3. Right now, South set to open their season on September 5th at Southern Miss. In a traditional season, the Southeastern Conference would also begin training camp this weekend. Yesterday, the conference postponed the start of training for their teams to August 17th. Beginning Friday, teams are permitted to conduct up to 14 hours per week of strength and conditioning, meetings, and walkthroughs. Beginning August 17th and until the opening games, which are scheduled for September 26th, schools are allowed 25 practices with a limit of 20 hours per week of practice time, and schools will be required to provide student-athletes a minimum of 2 days off each week until the week before the first game of the season. The SEC is yet to announce the finalized schedule after deciding to add 2 league games to each team's 2020 schedule. Out west, the Coloradoan reported yesterday that members of the Colorado State football team and staff say they've been told by coaches to not report COVID-19 symptoms and have been threatened with reduced playing time if they self-quarantine. They also claim that the team is altering contact tracing reports to keep players on the practice field. One anonymous player told the newspaper that he believes there is, quote, a cover-up going on at CSU. As of Sunday, 11 Colorado State players have tested positive for the virus. The president of Colorado State, Joyce McConnell, said yesterday that she was launching an immediate and objective investigation into the athletic department. In baseball, Atlanta's Austin Riley hit a 3-run homer to propel the Braves to a 10-1 win over Toronto.
Riley hits it in the air toward Alford and left to the warning track, to the wall, won't get there. It's a home run for Riley. A 3-run bomb into the Toronto bullpen.
Max Fried started for Atlanta. He allowed only 1 run in 6 innings. In other games, Washington beat the Mets 5-3. The Marlins returned after 8 days of dealing with a coronavirus outbreak to shut out Baltimore 4-0. Tampa defeated Boston 5-1. The Cubs beat the Royals 5-4. And the Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2. In the NBA, Brooklyn upset Milwaukee 119-116. It was the biggest NBA upset in 25 years. The Nets, 18.5-point underdogs prior to the game. Phoenix upset the Clippers 117-115. Miami beat Boston 112-106. Portland defeated Houston 110-102. Indiana won their 3rd game in a row, 120-109 over Orlando. And Dallas beat Sacramento 114-110 in overtime. And in the NHL, Carolina advanced past the qualifying round with a 3-games-to-none series sweep over the New York Rangers. Toronto evened up their series with Columbus at 1 game apiece, and the New York Islanders took a 2-0 series lead over Florida with a 4-2 win. In the Western Conference, Nashville beat Arizona 4-2 to even up their series up at 1 game apiece. Calgary crushed Winnipeg 6-2 to take a 2-1 series lead, and the Canucks beat the Wild 4-3 to even their series at 1 game apiece. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning, everyone, from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Been a great ride across the Bayway so far. Fairhope, Daphne, a little bit of fog at 181 and I-10, but it's burning off pretty quick. So far through Mobile, we're clear. Cottage Hill, Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, no delays. It's the reopening of US 90 Dragway this Friday in Irvington. You'll love the commentary and the grudge racing. Kids 12 and under are free. Gates open at 5. Get all the details on Facebook and at us90dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, Peggy Kane, 655, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, and I'll be at 9, day 3 of the Jeff Poor Show. 9 to noon every weekday, 9 to noon right between this show, the end of Mobile Mornings, and the start of Midday Mobile, giving us 8 hours in a row of live local talk. Jeff Poor Show, day 3 today. Maybe we'll get him in here. You know, usually he was on with us on Wednesdays at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if we can get him on, yeah, before he even goes on for his show.
Yeah, and we'll get him to do his show during our show. That way we take material away from him.
I like what you're saying there. We're going to work that up. So, because I hate to, you know, now having Jeff's show and all the guests he has on, when Midday Mobile starts, I'm like, dang it. Well, he talked about all that stuff, so I'll take some of that thunder away from him today. And also, if you're getting ready to fly, I saw this story, and I know a friend of mine that flew here recently, but most of us probably that fly normally have not been flying as much during the pandemic. Is that fair to say?
I would say so.
CNBC had a story yesterday of a CEO of a yogurt company called Hulsa Foods who has had to fly 33 times during the pandemic, said he's kind of a germaphobe as it is, and he's laid out 5 tricks he uses to stay as safe as possible during his travels.
Okay.
So these are things he does when he goes to fly. First of all, this one's interesting, multiple layers of latex gloves. So he puts,
okay.
I don't know how you get one on over the other without it, maybe a lot of baby powder or something like that. He said, you can peel them away as you go. He takes a layer off after check-in, after he goes through TSA, and after he touches anything that's high contact, like an escalator handrail. So he says, get a paper ticket. Don't scan your phone at check-in. You might contaminate it and get the virus on your hands, so a paper ticket is better. He said, bring lots of disposable masks. He changes his mask every 4 hours and tries not to touch it at all when it's on his face. That's easier said than done. Don't go to the food court. He never gets food at the airport, and if he needs a drink, he wipes the bottle down. He also tries to find a corner to sit in with as few as people people as possible. Said also look for non-crowded bathrooms. You might have to walk to another part of the terminal. He also changes his mask after and never uses bathrooms on the plane. And then depends on how much he drinks before he gets on the plane there. So he doesn't worry too much about the air on the plane because it's filtered and recirculated every few minutes, but he never takes his mask off. He covers as much of his skin as possible and wipes everything down, including his seat, window, table, and seatbelt. He even wipes down the buttons and knobs on the ceiling, like where your light would be or the air conditioning control, all that. So that's his five tips for flying during the pandemic.
That's a lot of work.
I like the idea of him just having like 50 pairs of gloves on when he walks in, looking like Mickey Mouse when he walks into the ticket counter. Then all day long, he's just peeling gloves.
It's making my hands sweat just thinking about that.
But wouldn't you get it on the new glove when you're taking off the old on the other hand? I don't know. All right. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings coming your way next. News right now from WKRG.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is in serious condition this morning after he was shot in Mobile. Happened on Van Lee Circle off Michigan Avenue just before 9 last night. The man was shot in the lower part of his body. Moving passenger air service from the Mobile Regional Airport to Brooklyn will take 5 years and cost more than $400 million. But city leaders are committed to making that change. Officials held a press conference on Tuesday announcing details of their plan, which includes 90% of the cost being paid by the FAA, 5% by the state, and 5% by the Mobile Airport Authority, which is self-funded through user fees. Alabama health officials released a guide to help schools deal with coronavirus. The 85-page plan urges schools to have seating charts in classrooms and on school buses to make contact tracing possible if a child is infected with COVID-19. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Shop the open-air tent sale at Yellowhammer Fishing August 15th and 16th, showcasing their new exclusive brand, Hammerhead Kayaks. All equipped with chair-style seats and paddles, including two different pedal drive models. Yellowhammer Fishing has everything you need for a great day on the water, fishing, or just exploring, with products tailored for our local waters. Find the kayak that's just for you or shop now for the holidays at the Yellowhammer Fishing Open Air Tent Sale Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th from 9 to 5. Highway 90 West in Theodore next to Hood's and on Facebook. Financing available.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.